Can't get enough of this story. The story of Alvin Green, the mystery candidate in South Carolina who unexpectedly won last week's Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. The losing candidate filed a protest with the state Democratic Party to have the election thrown out, as we heard yesterday. Last night, the party's executive committee held a lengthy hearing on this subject. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Columbia, South Carolina.
The meeting took place in a large, nondescript hall on the outskirts of Columbia. More than 60 members of the executive committee filed in. Spectators grabbed chairs in the back of the room. State Democratic Party Chair Carol Fowler opened things up with the question on everyone's mind.
First, I want to ask if Mr. Green is in the room, Mr. Alvin Green, or his attorney.
He was not there. Alvin Green, the unemployed unknown who racked up an easy victory in last week's vote despite having run no campaign, who raised no money, and who left people wondering why he'd spend the required fee of $10,400 to get his name on the ballot. Green's story has, in 10 short days, become a political oddity of legendary status. For his opponent, though, Vic Rawl, it's evidence of a deeply flawed election. Truett Nettles represented Rawl at the hearing.
We're going to present evidence today that the votes cast and the tally produced by the electronic voting machines is not valid, it is not true, and it does not reflect the wishes of a majority of the voters.
Nettles dismissed pundits' claims that Green won because Rawl hadn't worked hard or that Green had an advantage because his name appeared first on the ballot. And Rawl's campaign manager, Walter Ludwig, answered the claim that African Americans voted for Green in disproportionate numbers because he's black.
How would voters know Mr. Green was black? He made no campaign appearances. He attended no Democratic events. His picture appeared only in a couple of newspaper stories in the entire state and on the South Carolina Democratic Party website.
No one yesterday raised the charge that was made last week that Alvin Green was actually put on the ballot as part of a GOP plot. The core of Rawl's case yesterday hinged on a faulty vote count. Witnesses included two experts in statistics and computers to make the case that the kind of touchscreen voting machines the state uses are fraught with problems. Perhaps there was out-and-out fraud, perhaps poor maintenance, or maybe a glitch in the software. Still, it was mostly a theory. Rawl's team hadn't been allowed to inspect the machines, so there was no hard evidence of specific problems. During a break in the hearing, party member Audrey Sneed reflected on all she'd heard.
Now, if you could prove to me that it was fraudulent, but we don't know that the result is wrong. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I don't think he really should be the candidate, but I don't know what to do about it.
After a brief closed session, a motion to reject candidate Rawl's protest was immediately put forth. And while many said they sympathized with Rawl, there was concern that throwing out last week's vote could set off a lengthy legal battle. Here's how committee member David Vandiver put it.
This thing is like a dog chewing on its own tail. It could just keep going in circles for a long time. And we don't have the time for that.
A vote was taken. It wasn't close, meaning the still mysterious Alvin Green stays on the ballot. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.